Psoriatic arthritis symptoms can be unpredictable.
I had joint pain, and I couldn't move like I used to.
I needed relief.
I got Cosentyx.
It helped me move better.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for people 2 years of age and older with active psoriatic arthritis. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your rheumatologist about Cosentyx.
Moncrief on News Talk.
There's an American company with the unassuming name of Colossal Biosciences, and one of those unassuming things that they plan to do is bring back extinct animals like the woolly mammoth. Now, they haven't got there so far, but what they have produced and what they announced yesterday is the production of a woolly mouse. Ben Lamb is CEO of the company. Good afternoon, Ben.
Hey, thanks so much for having me.
So this mouse you've created... And please try and put this in the most layman's terms possible. What have you made it from?
Yeah, so basically, most people know Colossal as the de-extinction company working on a couple of big projects like the woolly mammoth. And so for the last 3 years, we've been taking a bunch of ancient DNA and identifying the genes that made a mammoth. But it's really hard to test those genes in different types of models. So what we did is we used that same technology to compare those genes to that of different genes that are found in mice. And then we applied our genome engineering tools to mice to make woolly mice. And what that does is it basically proves that some of the edits that we've already been making in our Asian elephant cells for the woolly mammoth project are the actual right targets, because we've seen that we now have fluffy, woolly, and mammoth colored mice.
Okay. And so so roughly speaking, is this like if a mouse and a woolly mammoth had a baby, that's what you've made?
Well, there's 200 million years of genetic divergence between woolly mammoths and mice. So I don't, and I think there's also some massive size differentials between them. So I doubt that they could truly mate. It's more of like selective genes that really made a mammoth the mammoth, and then engineering the mice equivalent of those genes into mice. So, you know, it's definitely not a hybrid. It's not a mutant. We've got a lot of weird questions about that so far. It is a very precision targeted genome engineering project.
Okay. And all the genes that created the woolly mammoth, are where can they be found?
So we actually have about 59 different mammoth genomes ranging from 3,000 years old all the way to 1.2 million years old. And what we've done, and that a lot of those genes have come from everything from tusks to teeth to different bones and different tissue samples that have been frozen in time in the permafrost. And some of our team, as well as others at the Explorers Club and our partners at Stockholm University with Lou Vidalin, have extracted that DNA and sequenced it. And now all of those DNA sequences are just up on private computers in private servers, and then we access that to do all of our analysis.
And this, why did you make a mouse in the first, and why didn't you just go for the whole thing?
Oh, we are. So for the last 3 years, we have Asian elephant cells, which is the closest living relative to a mammoth. It's 99.6% the same genetically. And we're engineering that, right? So we're in the editing phase. But it takes 22 months to gestate an elephant, and elephants are endangered. So we want to make sure, 100% sure, that our edits are going to work. And so there's really only two ways to do that. One, you can create elephant stem cells, which no one's ever done before until us. And we actually created elephant stem cells. And then you can use those stem cells to build things like tissue, and in a petri dish, actually grow things like hair. But that's still not a full living organism. And so what we've done is many people have studied mice in the labs for years. And so we took the same genes, identified the mouse equivalent, used the same genetic engineering tools that we're using to make a mammoth to engineer a mice. And in 1 month, since we started the project, we produced these mice. So it shows that our end-to-end process works, as well as that the edits that we're making in the Mammoth are already working. So this is really a verification that we're on the right track on our Mammoth project.
Okay. And the mouse itself, was it born woolly, or did you have to wait for a while until the wooliness kicked in?
So we actually birthed 30, there were 38 of them. And so we actually had to wait a month till all their hair grew in, so that we could actually see the phenotypes or physical attributes. So they weren't born like anything. They had to kind of grow that fur.
Okay. And did they act like regular mice that just happened to be woolly, or you know, were there?
Yeah. So far, from an animal kind of welfare and health perspective, they're acting and behaving exactly like normal mice. They're slightly chunkier. And I think that we think that's because of the lip. We also made an edit to how they metabolize fat. That's the same as the way that mammoths metabolize fat based on diet and cold temperatures. We've not verified from a scientific perspective that it does confer cold tolerance. But what we have conferred, what we have verified is that the gene has been made in the mouse. And so over the next year, we're going to be testing, you know, with our ethics committee and our IACUC protocols to ensure that we're doing everything from a best animal welfare perspective. We are going to be testing different levels of cold tolerance.
Yeah. When you do get to eventually create a woolly mammoth, where will it live?
Yeah. So we're working. So on all of our projects, the Mammoth, the Thylacine, and the Dodo, we're working with indigenous people groups, private landowners, governments, and ecologists to figure out what the right location is to rewild them. So our mammoths will be rewilded back into northern North America, some of the northern American states, and even potentially Canada, on large ecological preserves where they can hopefully also have a benefit to improving the biodiversity and the ecology of that land. There's been a lot of peer-reviewed scientific studies that shows that the reintroduction of cold-tolerant megafauna, which mammoths were, could help spur more life into the current barren Arctic tundra.
What do woolly mammoths eat?
So they forage, right? So like elephants, they eat a combination of grasses and shrubs. They'll even knock down trees and eat some of the leaves from that. But just like current day elephants, they do the same.
Okay. Ben Lam is co-founder and CEO of Colossal Biosciences. Ben, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.